Heads up that I was recently on the Untangle podcast hosted by Patricia Karpus. She called the episode High Five Your Demons, which is one of my little self-compassion taglines. And in addition to talking to me, she also interviewed my son, Alexander, who was really likes to be on camera. He's 9 years old. She wanted to ask him whether his dad really walks his talk. So you'll hear him at the end of the episode. It was very fun to talk to Patricia. Her show is an award-winning podcast. She talks about all kinds of stuff, optimizing brain health, finding your purpose, sleeping better, harnessing the power of anxiety. I've been on the show several times. Many of the people who've been on this show have also been on her show. Sharon Salzberg, Rick Hansen, Robert Waldinger, Sebane Selassie, Jeff Warren, many more. Anyway, if you like this show, you might like that one. Go check it out. It's called Untangle. The Untangle podcast is available wherever you listen to your podcasts. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. I got to tell you, I feel so much better when I talk about my anxiety instead of keeping it bottled up. There's an expression that I first heard from the great researcher and also Zen practitioner Robert Waldinger: never worry alone. Our temptation many times is to keep it bottled up, but the data really show that the people who do the best in life, who live the longest and are the happiest, have strong relationships with people with whom they can talk about whatever's going on in their lives. And for me, therapy is part of that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you might give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happier today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happier. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. Today, we're going to take you to the grocery store, a place many of us go all the time and often in a mindless fashion. Same could be said about the gas station, the bank, the gym, anywhere else we go on the regular. So we've brought in the great meditation teacher, Anushka Fernadipoli, who can be heard all over the 10% Happier app to teach us how to be mindful wherever we go. A little bit more about Anushka. She's an organizational consultant and does leadership coaching with individuals and teams, and she has practiced meditation for over 25 years. Here we go now with Anushka Fernandopoli.
Hi, this is Anushka. This meditation is meant for a time when you're grocery shopping. We might see grocery shopping as a chore or a grind. And this meditation will bring a different lens of awareness to the experience and engage with gratitude and appreciation in what might otherwise feel like something to just get through. So let's get started. You'll probably be listening to the meditation as you're walking around the grocery store. If you can, take a moment to stand and catch your breath. Feel yourself grounded, connected to the floor or the earth. Take a moment to feel your breath as it comes in and out. Then you can continue walking with awareness. As you move, take a moment to experience the sights around you. Notice the lights and colors of the grocery store. Notice the colors of the vegetables, fruits, and products. Explore this on your own for a bit. Recognize that all people don't have access to food today, or good healthy food. Connect with a sense of gratitude that there's food available here where you live and that you have access to it. As you walk around, stop to pick something simple up, like a vegetable or a fruit. Something that comes directly from the earth. Take a moment to appreciate this item and reflect on how it came to this place. At some point, someone had to plant a seed. It's amazing that this once came from a small seed. The seed was watered and received sunlight in order to grow. It grew in the earth with fertilizer and grubs, received rain, and bent with the wind. All these elements of nature played a part in this coming to grow and to be here now. You can also reflect on all the labors it took for this fruit or vegetable to come to be here. Someone was involved in the planting of the seeds. Someone had to weed around it and water it. Someone had to pick it. And all of this is hard work. Someone had to pack it into containers. Someone had to transport it. Someone had to stock it onto the shelves. Probably someone here in the store today. So much effort went into this item coming to be here. Take a moment to appreciate all of this work and all the elements it took to bring this to you here, right now in your hands. As we close this meditation, we can reflect on how we rely on so many people and systems of nature to have the food that we eat. Nothing happens on its own. Wishing you well as you continue your day.
Thank you to Anushka. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.